Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. The Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Adam answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Let God's truth win. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Adam and Eve knew they had done something wrong. God had given them one clear rule: do not eat fruit from a certain tree in the Garden of Eden. But they disobeyed. Why? Because Satan tricked them. He told them a lie. He made them think God was holding something good back from them. Satan said that if they ate the fruit, they would be like God. But the lie didn't make them happy. It made them ashamed. Right away, Adam and Eve realized they had sinned. Instead of running to God for help, they hid. They even tried to hide behind bushes. Then God came looking for them. Not angry, not yelling, God asked a sad question. "Who told you that you were naked?" Before sin, Adam and Eve trusted God completely. They didn't need to hide from him. But sin broke that trust. The devil had lied about God, making them think God wasn't good or loving. Satan still tells lies today. He whispers lies like, "God won't forgive that. You messed up too badly. God doesn't really care." When we believe those lies, we feel ashamed and want to hide from God. We might stop praying or think God is disappointed in us. But here's the truth. God already knows every sin you've ever done, and He doesn't come to destroy you. He comes to save you. God sent Jesus. Jesus defeated Satan by dying on the cross and rising again. That means Satan's lies lose. Your sins are forgiven completely. The Bible says God throws our sins far away, and Jesus takes our shame with Him to the cross. So don't hide. Run to God. God is your loving Father who wants you back. Let God's truth win. We pray to our Father in heaven. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me when I believe lies about you. Thank you for loving me and taking away my sin and shame through Jesus. Help me trust you and remember that you always do what is best for me, now and forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.